Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and this is update number 25 by user select gift posted on r/incest. And this one is titled BS MD on vacation at my parents. We got caught naked, and the vibe is starting to change in the house. Hey kids, we're back for another episode of Are the Choices I'm Making Ruining My Life? LOL. Actually, that was overly dramatic, but I'm Spanish. I come with passion turned up high. After writing my last update, my sister and I had a chance to spend a really nice morning together. Even though we are really enjoying and spending time together lately, there has been this creepy sense of doom that becomes bigger and bigger the closer we come to my departure date. I think this last Monday was the first time we both realized it's coming up pretty soon. Because of this, it was hard to stay off each other, even with Mom around. Thankfully, it rained all day, so there actually was an excuse to spend as much time as we could under a blanket together. My sister spent the whole day in her underwear, which is something that hasn't happened that often. I thought that my mom would get a little weirded out that we'd cuddle with my sister being like that, but she really didn't mind. I was curious and asked my sister if she thought my mom knew about us. She doesn't think so. Mom would have asked me about it already. I don't think that she would be okay with it if she thought we were romantic with each other. If she suspected something, she'd say something, she explained. Additionally, we both think that the closeness I've come to have with Mom has also given us a leeway to do stuff. As in, I'm closer to her, so I'm probably closer to my sister. The day was pretty chill. In the evening, we hung out. Mom was able to talk to Dad as the night went along, and it was clear that Mom was a little bummed out. When asked about it, she just missed Dad quite a bit. Don't get me wrong, you guys are great consolation prize, but I'm missing the first place. She said, like a nice mother that loves and appreciates her children. Dinner was done early and we spent the rest of the night drinking wine in front of our fireplace while it was raining outside. We just sat on the floor. I was leaning back against the coffee table and Mom and my sister both leaned against me, one on each side. They were both hugging an arm. This not only kept me warm, but also allowed me to feel two different pairs of boobs against me, which was fun on its own. I needed to do a couple of bigger projects for work, so I set myself up in the office, put coffee on the pot, and went over to say goodnight to my sister. Both of them were hanging out in my sister's room, watching a movie. I got into bed for a second with them to say goodnight. I blinked all of a sudden. It was 7 a.m. the next day. I fucking hate it when that shit happens. Tuesday was another rainy day and we all had it off. We took advantage to make an extra cozy day. We spent most of the day on the couch together. I did need to catch up with work, so I went over to the office and locked myself in there for about an hour or two. When I came out and went to the TV room, my sister and Mom were asleep. Not on the sectional part of the couch, but the regular one. So they were basically on top of each other. Not gonna lie, it was kind of hot. At the end of the day, I was taking a shower and my sister came in. She joined me in it and we had just a nice little moment together. We were drying ourselves up when Mom knocked on the bathroom door. I almost spat my heart out. My sister pushed me back into the shower as soon as there was a knock, and I ran the water and put the shampoo on my head. The shower door was completely transparent, so it was going to be obvious that we were in the situation where my sister could see me showering. Right after knocking, my mom said, "Are you both in there?" And my sister immediately opened the door. She was wearing her robe and a towel on her hair. I was naked in the back with shampoo in my hair and my face. Mom took a moment to process everything and said, "What the fuck? What are you guys doing?" "He had already gotten in the shower, but I really needed to pee," my sister said very casually and continued. "It's not like at this point I haven't seen him naked." "Yeah, I guess you're right," said Mom. I pretended I couldn't see and asked, "Is Mom looking at me naked right now?" Mom loudly said, "Yep. Is the water a bit cold in there for you?" I replied, would you rather shower? Would you rather shower with an erection? If you give me a sec, I'll get that going for you guys. She left laughing and said, Jesus Christ. Earlier in the day, I reached out to a family friend that has a beach house and asked if it'd be cool if my sister and I borrow it for a night or two. Just as a, I'm going back to the cold soon and would like to get a couple of beach days in. He said, we are more than welcome to do it. The weather forecast for the week was rainy all week except Thursday and Friday. They're supposed to be beautiful. So we decided to book it. Given that we're going to leave my mom by herself for a couple days, I figured it'd be nice to do a bit of a date night for the three of us. So yesterday morning, I announced that the plan was that everyone was to be ready to leave by 6. I made reservations. I had a suit being adjusted at the tailor's and picked it up. Got a haircut. Got the car detailed. I had a list of things I wanted to do to make me feel more excited about dinner. But for some reason, the more I did in preparation, the more anxious about it I got. Not really sure why, but suddenly the prospect of the night seemed pretty intimidating, almost as if I had made too big of a deal about things in my head. Regardless, the plans were made. So this was more of a vomit in your mouth and have some water and move on type situation. Fighting through the nervousness, I managed to plan a nice little evening. The idea was to take them out on a date as if I was really trying to impress a girl. A quick side note here, this wasn't really related to incest. Both mom and my sister have always enjoyed receiving this type of attention. They really appreciate flowers for the birthdays and all that jazz. I got home, ran inside and changed quickly, coming out just in time to leave. The girls were getting ready together. I pulled the car over to the door, finding my mom and sister just waiting by the door. They both looked absolutely stunning and pretty hot, if I must say. They both wore black, which at this point I think has become my favorite. My sister wore a shortish black sleeveless turtleneck dress. Her legs looked incredible. She doesn't have slim legs, they're obviously strong, but they are long and extremely sensual, if that even makes sense. And almost as if they had coordinated, mom was wearing a strapless jumpsuit that really accentuated her boobs. It wasn't too revealing. It was more like it pushed them together. She looked amazing. As they came out, they just stood there for a moment, almost as if posing. They really looked incredible. Mom had to ruin the moment to unexpectedly claim shotgun. Fair, I guess. As we drove, we were in very little conversation. I was quiet. Their chat slowed down, and there was a quick moment of silence. I think they noticed me being uneasy. Again, I'm not really sure of what exactly. My sister broke the silence to thank me for taking them out, and mom joined her. They were extra sweet about it. This completely swept my nerves away. Of course, I said, it was really more of a treat for me, and from there the conversation picked up. We got to the restaurant, let the valet take the vehicle, and got our table. Dinner was great. It was really lively and nice conversation. Mom made a point to thank me for not only dinner, but all the effort I'd been putting into things lately. I can really tell you've been putting a lot of effort into making me feel special lately, she said, as her hand reached out for mine. I told her, I've really appreciated the way our relationship is now and that I loved her. She responded, I love you too. I mean, you really put a lot of effort into having gestures toward me. Like so much more effort than I'd seen you put in for other people. Other people in our home, like, I really feel like the most special girl in the house. Like so much more special than all the other girls in the world, including all of them. She kept going on for a minute, teasing my sister. I'd say making my sister come 2 to 3 times a day is a pretty nice gesture, but whatever. You can have him, said my sister. I don't do losers. Ah, my loving family. After dinner, while we waited for the bell, my mom excused herself to go to the washroom. As soon as she left, my sister said, I have a little surprise for you tonight. It'll have to be dessert at the end of the evening. I tried to play it cool, but she knew I could not wait. When my mom came back, we headed out. Next stop, salsa dancing club. Now, I'm not sure if I'd said this before, but I'm by far the least athletic person in the family. I'd lose a fight to any of them. However, not to toot my own horn here, I'm very good at dancing. So, if I was to come out of the night mocked and outwitted by the girls, I was not going to be outdanced. I wrote this about 20 minutes ago as I left to make myself a coffee. What a dumb thing to brag about, LOL. But I'll leave it there to teach myself a lesson. At the club, I take turns dancing with each of them, alternatively. Little by little, they started joking, trying to outdo each other with the dance moves. Credit goes to my mom, as my sister and I have a lot of dance moves and little gimmicks that we've practiced a million times before. But mom held her own. Every once in a while, we'd take a little break for a drink. Both girls went to the bathroom at some point, and as they came back, my sister put something in my jacket pocket. She was very discreet. She came over and whispered in my ear, "A little treat for you." Mom asked, "What are you two sharing secrets about?" To which my sister only responded, "Nenya," followed by a half-joking, "Does the fact that I'm a little jealous that he's treating you like this reveal something about my personality?" "Yeah, you're the loser, and he knows which one he loves more," said Mom. Grabbing my hand and taking me back to the dance floor, I looked at my sister and shrugged my shoulders, mouthing, "I love you." She gave me a little smirk back and mouthed, "Me too." On our way to the dance floor, Mom walked ahead of me, holding my hand. With my other hand, I went into my pocket to examine what my sister put in there. It felt both warm and wet. Her panties. My dick almost whacked people dancing around in the back of their heads for a moment. I left the place picturing all I wanted to do with my sister as soon as we got home. I was brought back to reality with the heavy realization that I was about to do some close dancing with my mom and a massive boner between us. I kept my distance as we started to dance. Soon, I'd be genuinely focused on dancing as my mom upped the ante while looking at my sister every once in a while showing off. Not long after, my sister came to me and took me away from my mom. We went back to the floor like this until eventually both danced with me at the same time. By the time that we left the club, we walked to the car. They were friends again, I guess. On my way home, I picked up a coffee. LOL, I was absolutely beat and I needed the energy. When we got home, Mom gave me a kiss on the cheek, hugged me and thanked me for the night out. Then turned to my sister and gave her a look. As she left, my sister followed, also throwing me a look, leaving me behind. I went to the bar on the patio, poured myself a drink, and sat on the couch waiting for my sister to join me out there. About 5 minutes later, my sister came over. Explaining, Mom once again asked her for the break stands. My sister told her it did before my mom invited her to reconsider. Apparently, Mom really just needed some level of sexual activity in her life right now. My sister said she left her with everything she'd need, implying she had gotten the toys and delivered them to Mom. We talked with my sister standing in front of me, and I was sitting. She stepped forward and straddled me on the chair. Concerned, I said, "What are you doing? What if Mom comes over?" Which she dismissed by saying, "She's not coming out anytime soon." Immediately, we jumped into passionate kissing. Her dress slowly rolled up her waist and her legs were open around me. She grinding her hips against me as my hands rubbed her legs and traveled back to her ass. As we kissed, her hands guided mine to go all the way back, all the way over her asshole. A butt plug greeted me when I got there. Nice little guy, very polite. My only response was, "Mmm." While we continued kissing, almost giving myself a hernia, LOL. Totally worth it. I picked up my sister and walked over to my room. She kissed my neck all the way over there. When I threw her on her bed, she was ready for me. So wet I could see it from a few feet away. Just before I walked in to make myself at home, she severely said, "Sit down." I walked back a couple of steps until I met the wingback chair in the corner of my room. I took my jacket off and sat down. She stood up, slowly walked toward me, and kissed me. Then, slowly got on her knees and undid my belt and took my dick out. The tip of my cock was absolutely covered in pre-cum. I was so ready for her. "Is this mine?" she said, holding the base of my dick and shaking it gently. I nodded. "Are you mine?" she asked me again. I nodded once more before she threw her head against it pretty violently. The warm and wetness of her throat was almost overwhelming. I've been there a million times now, but it almost felt like it was the first time. Her head would come up and down so fast. It really felt like she was trying to make me come quickly. And if this was her foul, she was achieving it. Within 15 or 20 seconds of this, I was ready to burst. The only break to recover my dick had was when she said, "Tell me when you're close." A few more dives into her throat and I was ready. I announced myself, "I'm going to come soon." Slowing down, she only responded, "Mm-hmm," and took my dick out of her mouth. She went over to the inside of my leg to give me a kiss and then bite me so hard my whole body actually recoiled a little. I yelled, "Ow, fuck! What the hell was that?" With the sassiest tone I had ever heard my sister speak, she said, "You're mine. You don't get to be mom's. I won't share you. Do you think you can get to mom on a nice dinner and a dance with her like you did without punishment?" I laughed, but I didn't say anything. Now, starting to jerk me off again, she continued, "I had a surprise for you tonight. But maybe you haven't earned it. Maybe I need to know you've learned your lesson. Are you mine?" "I'm yours," I replied. She shoved my dick into her mouth and sucked it for a second or two, then looked back at me and said, "For a second time, are you mine?" "I'm yours," I said once more. She asked me for the first time, after sucking me for another 2 seconds, and lastly she said, "You owe me. You owe me big tonight." She deep-throated me a few more times, getting me about ready to come. She could tell my dick was twitching the way it normally does already, and she jumped at my leg again to bite it even harder than the last time. Even though it hurt so much, I couldn't think about it. My heart was pumping as fast as it could. My body was almost shaking. Squeezing my dick, as if to stop the cum from coming out, she said, "I want you to fuck my little asshole tonight." She sucked my dick for the last time before going over to the bed and crawling onto all fours. She perked her ass up and pulled her dress up, giving me full view of the clear acrylic plug. I got onto my knees and basically dragged myself to her. Gently, I said, "I'm really sorry, baby. I'm so sorry." "You better be. Now eat my pussy," was her response. I rushed my tongue to her clit, basically shoving my nose inside of her, almost drowning. I wrapped my arms around her legs and pulled her closer to me. Her pussy juices are now dripping down my neck. Her hand comes over to the top of my head and strokes my hair the way she knows it drives me crazy. Her fist closed with a handful of my hair. She pulled and pushed my head in front and back, not only giving me room to breathe, but also stretching her clit that is now under suction on my mouth. Once my face is an absolute mess, I stand up, stroke my dick a couple times, and spread her pussy apart. For some reason, she was feeling extra tight. I held her hips and pounded with all my might. Her pussy was so wet. Little splashing sounds are made every time abdomen meets it. Her moaning started getting out of control. Without stopping, I wiggle the butt plug inside of her asshole and eventually take it out. I don't know why, but I tasted it. I'm not exaggerating. It tasted like strawberries. To stop her from being so loud, I bring it forward and put it in her mouth. She held it there with the base coming out of her mouth. Now that she was quiet, I can focus on what I'm doing. I take my dick out of her pussy and insert my index finger, getting it properly wet. As I finger her, I lower myself and eat her ass with as much passion as I ate her pussy before. After a minute, I stand up and my cock goes back inside. The tip of my finger starts caressing the rim of her little asshole. This tight little pink ring of goodness. Breakfast of champions. As it goes around it, my finger finally spirals into the center and very slowly starts going in. Every fraction of an inch brings out different sounds out of my sister. And when we get to my knuckle, the front half of my sister's body collapses, spitting the butt plug out and shoving her face hard against the mattress. In, out, gently rotating as I make each stroke. Her pussy is basically spilling on the mattress. With my available hand, I take my tie off and undo the buttons of my shirt. 2 minutes of doing this, I can't take it anymore. I take my finger and dick out, flip her around and start taking her dress off, which she finishes doing. With the strength of mysterious origin, I lift my sister up, almost over my head, and deposit her back on the bed, laying her on her back, with the bottom half of her body off of it. I grab her legs and bend them inward, basically doing missionary, but with her ass in the air. She doesn't waste a minute and starts playing with her clit and brings my dick inside of her a couple of times. Her face seems almost sad as I'm doing it, interrupted by moments where it seems she gains control of it and manages to smile like a maniac. We make eye contact, acknowledging what was about to happen. And in one single move, my dick comes out of her pussy and starts making its way into her asshole. Very, very slowly. She quickly reaches out and grabs a pillow and shoves it against her face, yelling as soon as it's safe to do so. The extremely tight rim of her asshole manages to stretch and snap back with every ridge of my penis. My dick was so wet, her ass didn't even offer any resistance. Like I've done every time a big step has been taken in this relationship, when I made it to the end, I rested, soaking in the moment. She reached out her hand and I lowered my torso as much as I could to let her touch me, looking deeply into each other's eyes. And at that point, it wasn't even a repertoire of pleasure that felt the best. We both enjoyed the moment, mostly because it was the most in love we've felt since this whole insane experience began. A lifetime of knowing each other, of trusting and being each other's teammate, all culminated with the deepest love we've ever felt for someone. Coming back to Earth, I started fucking her, very gently, being very careful of not hurting her. She fingered herself, keeping my dick wet with her dripping pussy juices, all until she came. Her asshole tightened every time her pussy convulsed during her orgasm. Normally we stop for a moment here, but she insisted, almost begging that I keep going. 15 pumps in, I came inside her. When we both managed to rearrange ourselves on the bed, we were completely silent. Half my legs were completely covered with her juices. After about 20 minutes of resting, I got up and went to shower in silence. As I showered, my sister joined me. Once we were done, we changed and went to bed together. While I was almost completely numb, my ears felt like they were ringing and I couldn't sleep. Without waking my sister up, I got up and went to get myself a glass of water. In her robe, my mom was in the living room. She'd fallen asleep, sitting on the couch with her headphones on and a book half open in her lap. Still in silence, I sat next to her, waking her up. I laid on the couch and put my head on her lap. She stroked my hair without saying anything and closed her eyes again. She stroked my hair until I started getting very close to falling asleep. We both got up, said goodnight to each other, and I joined my sister in bed, locking both of our bedroom doors like we've done recently. We're heading out to the beach today. I'll probably be back with an update on Saturday or Sunday. Goodbye, folks. Well, that was an interesting post. Date with his mom and sister. A little jealousy and then anal. Very intense. Yeah, that was a good one. Not gonna lie. I'm not gonna read the comments, but I am gonna go to the next post. Oh, and again, I wanted to comment that I think the sister is so smart. Like, she's like so on her toes. Like, I love how, you know, even though they got caught in the shower, like, she put on a robe and a towel on her hair and just said, I had to pee. And it didn't matter that she'd already seen her brother naked. So it was kind of funny. Also, I hope you don't mind that I have the heater on. I usually turn it off when I read, but it's been cold and I don't want to turn it off. Anyway, this next post is update number 26. BSMDMS on vacation at my parents and things started to get a little out of hand with mom. Uh-oh, MS is new, mother-son. All right, peeps. We have so much to cover, and I've only got an hour or so to write this. Well, time has come, my friends. I've used the MS tag. We'll talk about it later on, when I have a little more time to be introspective on this post. But for now, I can tell you things got a little weird, and I'm still gathering my thoughts. I'm just trying not to give myself too much time to think about it. Thursday, my sister and I basically left right after I wrote this last update. The drive was about 3 hours, so we didn't really have much more to do than just talk. There was not a single silent moment on the way there. We just chatted the whole drive up. After talking about everything humans can talk about, we made it to the topic of our little incest adventure. How it started, her perspective, your guys' theories, a couple of things that came up on our chat. I had mentioned that I'd bring some of these things up as soon as the opportunity presented itself. So once we started talking about it, I asked, remember that night in the hot tub where my sister and mom got startled by me and we debated whether or not they were naked? They weren't. They were actually just startled by me. And it was chilly that night, so they didn't want to be out of the water. When I told my sister that there was an overall thought that they were naked, she said mom would have never allowed risky shit like that at this point. It would have been too careless for where things were. My sister finished a longer explanation there was a point at which mom had gotten pretty paranoid. How do you tell somebody that you care about them deeply? I told you so, gently, with a rose, in a funny way, like it's a hilarious joke. Or do you just let it go, because saying it would just make things worse. Probably the funny way. There's another reference for you. For some weird reason, I talked quite a bit about you guys, about some of the theories you've all had all along, some of the names that we often see in the comments or on chats. She was amused by how both emotionally supportive and perverted you all are. I asked her what prompted her to make her first moves on me. Surprised, she asked, what are you talking about? You're the one that came on to me first. Apparently, as my stay here became more lengthy, she started to behave like she normally behaves at home, changing wherever, being a little more comfortable around everyone. I took this as hints and started talking to you guys. She says she started noticing me making moves on her and little by little started liking me that way. What else? That was an interesting perspective, actually. I thought that was insightful. I just want to comment. What else? We talked a little more about the fight they had that one time. She just gave me more of a detailed description, a rundown of what they had said to each other. Apparently, Mom has approached my sister to apologize for not believing her. How my sister and I had been fine with Mom coming out to me and Mom doubting that, and then for escalating the conversation. I'm not really going to get into much detail there, but there it is, another thing discussed in your honor. Lastly, my sister asked me if I still had the letter she gave me. When I told her I did, she asked me if I ever opened it and read it. I told her that once I came to feeling like I knew everything, I never even considered opening it. I had actually forgotten it existed. She told me there was something in there for me, for whether I wanted to read it. I told her I'd save it for when I got back home. So I have one last little reminder / closure moment for our relationship. She made it sound like a big deal, but insisted it was nothing I needed to know right away. That's just her way of talking about her feelings. That's about all I can remember that would be of particular interest to you. It was nice to look back at where things started and how far we've come. The drive didn't really feel too long, being so engaged in conversation. So, this will become important later. Here's a little description of the place we visited. The highway takes you to a beach town. From there, you go on a side road, parallel to the beach for about 20 or 30 minutes, until you get to the beach house. Halfway there, there's a fairly wide estuary, so you have to cross this little rinky-dink bridge that hangs on the foot of a river. It only really allows for one car and a pedestrian to be on the same time. Keep that in mind for later. We got there and got ourselves set up. The beach house is pretty much a big beachfront property with mostly empty lot, with the exception of a pool and a biggish, open, oval-shaped building. The bottom floor is almost completely open and has a kitchen in one of the ends, and the rest of us is just open. No walls, only pillars. There's a big dining room table in the middle and a couch, coffee table, and TV off to the side. There are curtains that you can close along the whole thing, but it would really not allow for any airflow. It has a second floor that covers the whole thing. There's a master bedroom there. That bedroom was really nice. It's a huge space. It's got massive window that looks over the beach, and the bed sits opposite of it. A little living room set on the side, and the other end has a four-piece bathroom. Although the bathroom is not a separate room, the day was very relaxing. The lots on either side were empty and had tons of trees, so it really felt like we were completely isolated. We spent as much naked time as we could and fucked as much as my little wiener was capable of. Then I went down on her as many times as my bitch-ass jaw allowed. All of this fucking happened during the first two-thirds of the day, so by the evening, we were really mostly post-colloidal bliss. I'd give you some more details, but there's too much to cover. You're going to just have to wank later. Jesus, put it away. What are you all doing? Nah, I'm kidding. Keep it handy. Your genitals, that is, in case I wasn't being clear. We had dinner out on the beach in the dark, just a blanket. It was a little overcast and windy, but no mosquitoes. So I guess that made up for it. I made a little fire and we sat there and talked for hours. As if we hadn't already been hanging out for the full day, the conversation eventually turned to us and what sort of expectations we had as my time here was coming to an end. Both of us agreed things were going to need to come to an end. Even feeling as in love as we feel, we're both pragmatists, and the truth is, a relationship like this would not be sustainable. Not over two countries. Plus, neither of us are comfortable taking away the prospect of a normal life from the other. So the idea here is that as our lives move forward, we're just going to fuck like crazy every time we visit each other. This wouldn't be morally reprehensible. because I would have been here for before whatever dude she got involved with, and also because, shut up. I kid. The morally incorruptible people of Reddit. Both my sister and I agreed the second we got involved with other people, things would come to an end. Her thing with my parents, she said she was done. I told her that if we were going to go back to our normal lives, I didn't necessarily think she needed to stop. Only, if only on my account. She said it's a little different now because our relationship has become so emotional. That's so true. I don't know. I think it would almost feel empty to go back to something very, very similar that has no emotions attached to it. At least for me. She reached out her hand as if to caress my cheek, then gave me an unexpected slap and said, "Plus, I wouldn't want your whiny ass crying somewhere else in the world over pussy, not being just yours." The day ended with both of us sharing our favorite moments of our relationship, like a beautiful slideshow they project onto a white wall in your school gym during prom. When we got to our room, we both kind of felt bad for Mom being alone. Plus, this place was something she would have absolutely loved. Mom's got this really cool, almost college-y side to her, but she also has a very mom-like side where she gets excited about tiny little cute houses or little cute old-timey streets. So we call her and tell her to join us the next day. It took some convincing, as she didn't want to drive all that way, but she agreed to come for the day. It's not like I had any sex juice left in me anyways. And while you tried not to think about me and my body juices, I can tell you, we did fuck one last time before going to bed. I was running on fumes at this point, though. When I came, I basically jizzed sand. Sorry, lol. I'm a bit loopy today. Don't question me. I've got no time. I'm in a rush. The next morning, after a little breakfast, pussy/ass eating, we got ready for Mom to come over. Cleaned up, washed the sheets, opened the windows, and let the sex wafted out. Mom came around 10 or 11. Sadly, it was starting to rain as Mom made her way to us. So by the time she arrived, it wasn't necessarily nice. But she was here, so we decided to have as much fun as we could. We hung out and had a nice time, as we've had the times before. The rain kept getting more and more intense, so strong at some point, even with the curtains, the water was getting inside. We texted my friend and he said it was normal, that the floor was slightly slanted so the water poured back out, so it wouldn't flood, but that getting a little wet was unavoidable. Feeling a little bummed out to be at the beach, cold and rained on, we decided to go upstairs to the bedroom, where the view out the windows was kind of spectacular. We just talked for a while. Mom asked what we'd been up to since we arrived, and my sister and I smoothly gave mutually exclusive answers. After fumbling a bit, we got right to it. Mom didn't seem to think twice about it. As we just laid on the bed together, almost drifting off to sleep, my sister popped up and said, "We gotta do something. I don't want us to let the day go to waste." I looked around for board games or something like that, as my mom and sister took care of drinks. No games, but I did find a bottle of massage oil, a massage gun, a back roller, and some of those cheap swag massagers. Massages would be nice, right? Completely innocent and not weird at all, I think. If you ask me, in my humble opinion, I'd say, uh-oh, here it comes. I grabbed the bottle and brought it over to the room and proposed the idea. We were kind of bored, so they were just interested in doing anything at this point. We gathered all the candles we could find, and we set the mood to make it as relaxing as possible. I'd like to throw in here that we bring our own bedding and mattress cover whenever we stay at someone else's house. We've always done this since we were kids. We're kind of neat freaks. Also, did you know that bed bugs are the widest spread plague of your modern day? So beware of strangers' beds out there. I'm only saying this to make it clear that we weren't planning on potentially getting oil or some on someone else's bedding. We're not monsters. When we had everything set up and to avoid weirding Mom out, I said, "We can do this in bathing suits, if you guys would like." My sister shot a piercing look at me, reminding me that she basically had brought no swimsuit. She brought a two-piece that may as well be nothing. She did it to be cheeky with me. But she certainly couldn't wear it around Mom without questions being asked. "I forgot my swimsuit, remember?" she said, making me fear a little for my safety. Mom responded, "You came to a beach without a swimsuit?" and then looked at me and said, "Imagine being so dumb." But before she was done, it was like the realization hit her at once. "Wait, what did you do yesterday then?" Smoothly, my sister said, "Oh, I just wore a crop top and my panties. But I'm not getting oil on my shirt." Not that we haven't seen each other naked before, but I didn't really feel like at this point I could just expect them to be naked around me. "So if you'd like, I can leave the room. You can be topless and only wear the bottom. And just lay on your belly," I said to my sister. Then looked at my mom and said, "And you can just do it with your bikini." They agreed, and I left the room for a pee break. When I came back, they were both lying on their bellies next to each other, both of them topless with their matching perfect asses up in the air, only wearing the bottoms. I started with my mom and kept a pretty PG. I started with her shoulders and neck, down to her back, her thighs and legs, her feet, and then I made my way back up. No funny business. Although, when I was done, I gave her a hardish smack on her ass, to which she just squeaked. All the naughty stuff I didn't do to Mom, I absolutely did to my sister. My mom had her head looking away from my sister, and so there was no real risk of her seeing me do anything. I went about it in the same order, except by the time we got to her ass. I took my time spreading her butt cheeks, rubbing my thumb around her asshole, and rubbing her pussy once or twice. We kept moving along the same way as I did with Mom. When I was coming back up, I stopped at her pussy once more. I rubbed her clit a few times. When it was wet enough, I slowly let my thumb go inside. My thumb went in and out of her pussy a couple of times before she started breathing a little too hard, so I stopped. Finishing the massage normally, she bit my hand before I pulled away. My mom was basically asleep, but got woken up by the sound of the smack on my sister's bum. She got up, boobs and all, and started rearranging the towels on the bed so there would only be one spot to lay down in the middle. I tried to play it cool and didn't say anything. My sister had followed suit. When she was done, she said, "Okay, lay down." It took me a second to realize they both considered it my turn now. I was fully not expecting a massage myself. The treat for me was really giving it to them. With a surge of boldness, I just took my shorts off and laid on the bed. The combination of my extremely erotic episode I had just been in and the previous day's wear and tear on my dick resulted in me having a 70% of an erection, which I guess has allowed me to display the size of my dick without looking like I'm massaging my mom and sister turned me on. Neither of them really said anything, nor did they even take a moment to look at me. I laid down the same way they had. Both of them climbed on top of the bed, on their knees, and massaged me. All of a sudden, I realize I'm being massaged by two topless women. Two very, very attractive topless women. And I found my missing 30%. Thankfully, my dick was lined up toward my stomach, so they couldn't see. They couldn't see it. It was a normal massage for the most part, except for a moment when I felt my balls being poked. Not massaged or caressed, but poked with the tip of a finger. Pop, pop. Until I laughed and said, "What the hell is happening back there?" And Mom giggled and said, "Sorry, I was just curious about something." My sister asked what she was looking to learn, and Mom explained, "Your dad has really soft balls. I was just wondering if it's self-care thing or genetics thing." "I think it's a genetics thing." We all giggled and moved from there. Shortly before finishing, my sister poked my asshole and made a little siren noise. I rushed my hand to swat her away and said, "I'm sorry, I thought this massage was going to help me relax. not prod and test me. My mom slapped my sister's hand and apologized. You're right. Your massage is very relaxing. Sorry. Once we were done, I didn't really think about it. I just turned and lifted my torso up with my arms. Surprisingly, even to me, my boner swung and bounced from one side to the other before it stayed still in its magnificent, erect glory. Mom made a funny voice and said, "Oh, Lord," and just stared at it. My sister laughed at her reaction. There was pre-cum on the tip of my dick and the part of my stomach where it was touching me. Before I could put it away, my mom poked the head of my dick, making it sway from one side to the other. "Sorry," she said in a very coy voice, almost ashamed. My sister giggled and said, "Gross," then touched the pre-cum on the tip of my dick and rubbed it on my mom's hand. Being a little frozen, my mom said, "You're fucked," to my sister in a serious tone. She's fucked, for the record. We got dressed, and the day continued. My sister and mom just put crop tops on and remained in just panties. The rain hadn't budged at all, but it was less windy, which allowed us to hang out downstairs. Later in the afternoon, my friend, who owned the beach house, called me. The villa's security had reached out to him to let him know the estuary had overflowed and the little bridge I mentioned earlier was underwater. So at this point, we couldn't leave until it cleared. We had plenty of food for the weekend if needed. It was just more frustrating than anything else. This did manage to take the wind out of our sails. It really did bug us. I mean, I have a rental, so I'm not looking forward to potentially having to deal with any car issues or damages. To go back to relaxation mode, my mom suggested we drink. It was a pretty effective method. We decided that without wind, there was no reason why the pool wasn't an option. It was warm after all, so we jumped into the pool. After 5 seconds of being in the water, both girls realized their tops may have well been transparent. "This is stupid," said my mom, while my sister took hers off. Soon after, my mom followed. We swam for a little longer, until I said they both seemed mighty comfortable being naked around me for being such a new thing. "I really didn't mean to kill the mood if you guys are comfortable. It's just a little surprising to me that you're both comfortable around me. Don't get me wrong, I actually feel complimented. It feels like you trust me." "I guess your sister and I feel very comfortable being naked around each other. You being around only makes a tiny amount of extra confidence, but nothing crazy." "Same with seeing you naked. It's not weird, but it does take me a second to adjust and not stare," said Mom, noticeably realizing this for herself as she said it. "I guess you're right. I did take a little bit of self-convincing to get myself comfortable being naked in front of you. But once I'm naked, I'm almost forgotten that's the case," as we continued hanging out. "With the exception of the reminding, unexpected boners," I said. They laughed, and I asked if they minded me being naked then. They both said, "Go for it," and so I did, throwing my bottoms to the side of the pool. I'm not sure how I said it, but it seems I conveyed that I was asking if we could all get naked. So after taking off my shorts, I looked back at them and they were pulling their bottoms out of the water. Almost nervous, I explained I didn't mean that, but they had thrown them out farish away from the pool, so may as well enjoy. Staying naked, the day continued, and eventually we all made it an early dinner. A result of having drank a little too much during the day, so we needed a hefty meal to soak up the alcohol, lol. And once we had hydrated and sobered up a little bit, it started getting dark. "Can I make a stupid suggestion?" I said. "Let's go swim in the ocean for a bit. With the rain, there aren't going to be many people out there. It's warm now, so it'll be kind of nice. And it's not too choppy to swim." My mom and sister both looked at each other and seemed to have a telepathic conversation where they persuaded one another. We ran over to the water in case there was anyone around, and when we got there, it was too choppy. The waves just smacked us around for 5 minutes, leaving us absolutely exhausted and completely covered in sand. As we headed back to the light, We laughed at how covered in sand we were. Insane. Mom shouted, "Dibs on the shower," and ran upstairs. My sister and I followed closely behind. When we got upstairs, Mom was already in. We tried to wait, but we couldn't sit anywhere because our ass cracks were full of sand. And with a, "This is ridiculous," my sister looked at me, giving me a warning gaze, and jumped into the shower with Mom. Mom's reaction was something to the effect of, "Wait for your turn." But my sister explained we couldn't really do anything until we cleaned off the sand. I stood there, watching them shower for a moment as my heartbeat got faster and faster until I thought of, "Ah, what the hell," and jumped in the shower with them. It was snug, but neither of them said anything about it. If anything, things got a little too quiet, but we were all too focused on cleaning the sand that quickly. It didn't feel awkward. It wasn't sexy. We were very methodically getting sand out from everywhere. The girls were particularly frustrated with having sand in their hair. We only talked to each other to switch places and get in the path of water. I'm going to be super honest here. I was done within 2 minutes of jumping in, but I couldn't resist staying there. Once they got their hair situation under control, they pulled out shampoo. And once that was done, they moved on to body wash. I was standing there in between them. It was a little awkward because no matter how I stood, there was always a pair of boobs or ass being in contact with me. My dick didn't want to miss out, so it joined us with the erect charm. Mom didn't really acknowledge it, but my sister would wait for her to look away and sneak a stroke or two. I had actually not brought a towel, so both girls dried themselves up, and I said I'd need to borrow one of theirs. But when they both finished the same time, jokingly, I extended my arms out, closed my eyes, and stayed still. They both understood what it meant and dried me each with their towel. They didn't do my dick, sadly, but I did get my bum with a comment from my mom about how teeny tiny my bum is. "Whatever, Mom. What do you even know about ass?" After being cold and mangled around by the ocean, the warm shower had us ready to go to bed. They jumped on the bed, and I started to arrange the couch for me to sleep on it. It wasn't the fanciest couch. It was brand new, but clearly an online cheap one. So it was a little hard, and my legs barely fit on it. We talked in the dark room as I tossed and turned, looking for a good way to fit on it. Eventually, I couldn't take it any longer and said, "I'm so sorry, but I cannot fit on this thing. Would it be weird if I slept on the bed with you guys? I can even just sleep along the foot of the bed." In a genuinely motherly way, Mom said, "Oh yeah, sweetie, of course." She first asked my sister if she minded, then moved to the side to allow me to jump in between them. They were not only wearing panties at this point, I wasn't wearing anything. So I felt a little embarrassed by the idea of having morning boner poke them, Mom, in the butt. I said, "I'll change." But Mom stopped me, saying, "We just took a shower together, and your dick slid in between my soapy ass cheeks. I think it'll be fine with you staying naked. But if it'll make you more comfortable, go for it." Logic checks out. Logic checks out. However, being in the coward I am, I decided to put underwear on. After this, I jumped in. Mom got onto her side, looking away from me and leaving an inch or two of air between us. My sister was on the other side toward me with her hand gently playing around my dick. We continued talking for a bit until we all drifted off to sleep. The night was a bit chilly, and somehow we ended up with me lying on my back and both my sister and my mom cuddling me with their heads resting on my shoulders and my arms going around them. This is how we woke up. Okay, I still have so much more shenanigans to share, but I do not have more time to write. Plus, this update is like a million pages long, so let's leave it here. But we haven't even made it through the crazy part of the weekend. I'll be back soon. Okay, let's all get out of here. Okay, so two posts, and we're approaching the hour mark. I just want to say this one's very interesting. I feel like it's, first of all, it's like, they're all three stuck together, like kind of like on a deserted island because they can't get off. And it's already gotten very comfortable being naked around each other. So I can only imagine there's going to be a threesome involved. But I don't want to be presumptuous, so we're just going to have to wait. I hope you enjoy. Have a good evening.